Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 155 for Tuesday, November 24th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Tuesday morning, seeing a correction to start the day amid ideas that recent losses were looking overdone. Canola is up $1 to nearly $3, the January contract up $2.80 at $463.70 per ton. Canola tested some major support levels yesterday, but managed to settle off its lows, and that was seen as supportive from a chart standpoint. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil this morning also helped underpin canola. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also up overnight. But on the other side, the large supplies overhanging the market did remain a bearish influence, keeping end users only interested on a scale-down basis. Canadian dollar was also slightly firmer this morning, which cuts into crush margins and export demand. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, but corn and wheat both down. Soybeans up 1 to 2 cents, the January contract up 2 at $8.66 per bushel. While the outcome of the recent election in Argentina should eventually lead to an increase in soybean exports from the South American country due to an expected drop in export taxes, any laws are still far from being passed, and the fact that heavy selling pressure has not yet materialized gave soybeans some support today. The U.S. Thanksgiving holiday this week Thursday, and positioning ahead of that day off should also be a feature over the next few sessions. Corn was down 1 to 2 cents, the December contract down 1 at $3.66 per bushel. With no real fresh news on the corn front, that grain was taking most of its direction from the softer tone in wheat. Wheat was down 5 to 7 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 7 at $4.87 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop has shown some improvement over the past week, with 53% now hitting the good to excellent category, as recent moisture should help the yield potential going forward. Large world supplies also weighed on values, although weakness in the U.S. dollar was slightly supportive as it should help U.S. exports. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, November 24th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson.